What is going on, guys? It is Nicky G here, tuning in live from the Life is Nicky G Frequency podcast, man. And I know we haven't been here in a minute, but we're not going to talk about that too much today. The reason why we're here today is because I am now committing myself to time management. The one thing that I am mostly terrible at, I am committing today that I'm going to excel in time management. I'm going to believe in myself enough to be able to schedule my time wisely. That way I do not procrastinate. I do not linger. I do not stay stagnant. Okay. My last few months, I have felt that, but I have such big dreams in this life before my time runs out to produce positivity, to produce content for Instagram, for YouTube, for Twitter. I want to produce clothing. I want to produce podcasts. I want to produce real estate. And in order for me to execute in all levels of life, I need to be better at time management, man. So today's episode is going to be about that exactly, man. Tune in live. Life is Nicky G Frequency Podcast, man. We're going to talk about this time management, baby. Let's go. All right, bet. So through my countless hours of DD and research on how to be better and make myself better at time management, a couple of these things stuck out, and I'm literally only going through a couple of things that will make me personally be better at time management, right? The very first thing that I need myself to be better at time management is finding and using the proper tools. The proper tools that I speak of produce your thought process on paper outside of your own brain. Things like calendars, to-do lists, reminders in your phone, journals that you keep at the end of the night, timestamps, right? These things help you produce your dreams, your focus on physical manifestation of paper or your phone or something that is outside of you so you can take a step back and really soak in what you need to complete, right? So for me, using the right tools is very important. Those tools that I'm going to be using our to-do lists or a to-do app from Microsoft, which is really awesome. Reminders in my phone, because I am forgetful and unfortunately, I do forget things often. And the final tool that I'm going to be using is end of the day recaps. The reason why I like recaps, other than journals and timestamps and calendars, recaps allow you to self-reflect on your day and execute a reason on why you did not complete the things that you needed to complete for that day, right? So recaps out of those three, to-do lists, reminders, and recaps are really the most important tool to me that I'm going to be using to provide better time management within my life, right? So the very next thing doing my DD that has stuck out to me a lot is creating a daily plan beforehand. Right? And that kind of rhymes. That's how I can remember it. I create daily plans beforehand. So I spend, after I do my recap of the day, I spend an extra 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes sometimes the night before cultivating my next move in the next day. Right? So most are thinking about the moment, which is the day that you're living in. You need to spend some time living in the future, which is the very next day. So when you wake up, you know what to expect. You know what you need to accomplish. When you wake up and your feet hit the floor, you instantly go into work mode, right? And maybe that's a good thing or a bad thing, but when I say work mode, I mean workouts. I mean food, sleep, thoughts, you know, fitness, you know, knowing your purpose, knowing your environment, knowing the relationships that you need to build on, right? Just that is work. Work is anything that produces better results for you, right? So after you find and use the right tools, you need to create a daily plan beforehand, right? After you create that daily plan, you need to not be perfect, right? I think one of my biggest opportunities is being a perfectionist and believing that I can do it all, that I'm Superman, that I'll be able to produce the results that I want immediately. And that's just not true, at least in my experience, even though I still kind of believe that. I'm slowly working away, backing out of that corner to say that I'm not perfect. And my production isn't going to be perfect. My content isn't going to be perfect. But it's nice to know that when it's not perfect, you weren't expecting it to be in the first place, right? So don't be perfect, guys. Things do not have to be perfect. All you need is action. Next is you want to be a yes man, but we need to flex the no muscle. This is going to be my hardest thing for me. I am a yes man. I'm in an abundance mindset. I do believe that anything that you want will be provided to you if you work hard enough for it, right? But I am terrible at flexing the no muscle when it comes to saying no to distractions, when it comes to saying no to entertainment, when it comes to saying no to pleasure in the moment. My no muscle is inactive. I am very keen to enjoying myself while I'm still here, man. But that does not mean that I need to spend all of my time head deep in distractions and entertainment, right? At the end of the day, the things that I want to accomplish take less entertainment and more hard work and focus. And I need to be worried about that. So we're finding the right tools. We're creating plans beforehand. We're not perfect. We're a yes man, but we flex the no muscle. Right? After all of these things, we need to delegate, or first, before we delegate, we need to prioritize and then delegate. What this does is it puts your top five priorities at the top, and then anything below your top five priorities, you can delegate to others. If you don't have others, find others. You need a team, you can't do it alone, right? And the final thing, which I'm super excited about, which is my personal favorite out of this whole plan to be better at time management, is rewarding yourself. Realizing that just putting this plan together and executing on that, you deserve a reward because it's hard work. All right. So as we're reaching the close, man, I just wanted to say this has been my personal plan that I'm laying a foundation for better time management within my life. If you did or did not like these steps, if you think that these steps will work for you, please let me know, man. Hit me up on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Hit me up in the comments here on Anchor, man. But I will say it's not really about my personal plan. It's more about recognizing in yourself what you need to work on, creating a plan for action, acting on that plan, and then diverting or exchanging different moments in that plan to work for you, man. Get there any way possible, but you don't want to get to the age of 60, 70, 80 and have regrets about how you wasted multiple years away playing Xbox and watching Netflix. All right, man. So this has been the Life is Nikki G Fricky T podcast, man, creating a plan for better time management.